USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden ordered flags lowered on Wednesday as the U.S. marked 1 million COVID-19 deaths.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president called on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. On Thursday, Finland's leaders came out in favor of applying to join NATO, and Sweden could do the same within days. It would be a historic realignment on the continent 2.5 months after Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Sweden has avoided military alliances for more than 200 years, while Finland adopted neutrality after its defeat by the Soviets in World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice! Wow, and look at that price. Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, be 21.
A wildfire is wreaking havoc out west, and firefighters are working to contain it.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million dollar mansions. Brian Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down into vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that the wind, when the wind does pick up again, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfire spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The biggest white diamond ever mined just sold for nearly $22 million. The rock, as it's known, sold at Christie's annual Magnificent Jewels auction in Switzerland on Wednesday. Christie's refused to name the buyer. While the $21.9 million sale price is impressive, it's a lot less than the auction house expected it to bring. A Michigan pickle pioneer has died. Robert Velasic, who helped push his family's local business into a national pickle mainstay, died Sunday at the age of 96 from natural causes. A visitation and funeral will take place at the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.